Hello, everybody. Welcome to this bonus episode of Jeremy and Jason, John about Justice League. I'm Jason.
I'm Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy didn't know what we were. I hit record and I just started talking.
And we're just going.
I didn't tell, you know, he doesn't know. There could be all kinds of things in this.
I assume Jason's got, oh my God.
It's going crazy here.
Where did all those sound effects come from?
I don't know.
Been holding out on me?
We only have one sound effect, Jeremy.
I just heard like six. What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways.
I mean, I thought it was just Tex Willerman firing off a gunshot for a second.
Spoilers, and this will date when we're recording this, but Jeremy has not heard. We recorded a Geek History lesson literally yesterday at the time of the recording of this bonus episode that you won't hear for another month. But Jeremy has not heard the debut of a brand new character to the pantheon of Geek History lesson characters that came out of nowhere. And for the 375th episode of Geek History lesson, I think that's quite right.
I have not heard that character. I've only seen them mentioned on the Discord.
That's right.
I'm very curious to listen to it.
So the purpose of this bonus episode is because Russ Walker had asked so many excellent questions that we couldn't all fit them into the main pod. So they're all about War World Part 1 and War World Part 2. So Russ had a great question here that we couldn't fit into the episode. He says, is it odd that anytime some alien is surprised to find a real living Kryptonian, they always treat them with such awe of their powers? Jeremy, what do you think about that?
I do think it's weird.
Uh-huh.
Just because I don't think that yellow sun thing is like common knowledge necessarily, right?
Well, you know,
like why would it be to all these random cultures?
Well, I don't think maybe I'm interpreting this question differently. He says, is it odd that anytime any alien is surprised to find a really covered, they're in awe of their powers because Kryptonians don't have superpowers on their home planet.
I misunderstood that question. Yes, I flipped it around, okay. It is weird.
It should be weird. Kryptonians don't have superpowers.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it consistently. You know, like it's, I always think about that. They look at Superman as like special because he, as far as they know, he is like one of 10 Kryptonians that have superpowers. Whereas like, you know, when they would go visit old Krypton, nobody was fine. You know, like nobody was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, and so that actually, for this, I went and read the comics that this is adapting. The Superman in Exile storyline.
Uh-huh.
This is like three issues of it. The
great
storyline. Yeah.
Great storyline.
And I didn't read the whole thing. I read like 75% of it, but I read this chunk of it. And one of the things I like in that is I introduce the notion that Kryptonians can't survive off of Krypton. The only reason Superman can is because Jor-El gave himself a cure for it and Superman inherited it.
Oh, you mean so they're saying that there's something in the Kryptonian biosphere.
They called it a flaw in the Kryptonian genome. They called it a defect in the Kryptonians themselves, actually, that they couldn't survive off of Krypton. But Jor-El fixed it.
Okay.
I just read it this morning. It was weird. It kind of threw me for a loop.
I'm going to get on the phone with DC Comics, and I'm going to say that needs to be canon again, because I think that's great.
I really kind of like it. I like all of the Krypton business across the Superman in Exile storyline. And there's a lot of it that's in specifically the War World events that gets excised out of this episode.
Well, the interesting, it's because it's so funny, man, because like I know that Exile storyline comes from the post Crisis on Infinite Earths, pre-Death of Superman run.
Yes.
And everything leading up to Death of Superman, and even I would say like the 4 or 5 years, 2 or 3 years after Death of Superman, Superman is like peak Superman. It's the triangle era, as many people call it, because
yep.
You had to read all four titles. There were actually five titles at the time. It was Superman, mm-hmm. The Man of Tomorrow, The Adventures of Superman, Action Comics, and Superman. And then Superman, The Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And then they would throw weird ones in there, like the Superman Chronicles and whatever.
The Action Comics annual number 2 is a part of this run as well.
Yeah, yeah. But they were like, it was like Jerry Ordway, Dan Jurgens. I think Roger Stern is in there. Louise Simonson is in mm-hmm. there. John Bogg is in there. Stuart Immonen is in there.
Real dream team.
Tom Grummett, Carl Kessel. These are like all the guys that like sort of worked with John Byrne. You know, like John Byrne like worked with him a little bit, and then he left. And then these mm-hmm. guys, just Mike Carlin is in there. It's very cool.
Yeah, I wasn't intending on reading as much of that storyline as I did, and I kind of just kept going.
Did you?
And I'm planning on finishing it.
Did you read on DC Universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
DC Universe Infinite. Now, oh, I guess.
I guess I got it. I last time I tried to log in, it didn't work.
Try again because I made a list for this. For this storyline, so you can find it on there if you want to.
All right. Well, see, there you go. Listener, see, yes, Jeremy and I share a DC Infinite account. What are you going to do? Anyways, bonus episode over.